From Data to Business Value. Ramble's advice at Ricotech: create with us killer apps that customers can't resist to buy. Everybody in construction is talking about digitalization. Marco Moilanen, executive director at Ramble Group, says that it's just one facet of the industry's change. The way we think about design and consulting as businesses could soon become obsolete. Value chains will be reconfigured, and new businesses will enter the market. Existing companies must change, and Ramble is willing to meet the challenge. Digitalization, from Ramble's point of view, covers three topics: BIM, automation, and AI. BIM, as a replacement to traditional CAD, is becoming business as usual. BIM as a means of collaboration is still evolving. Ramble uses modeling to distribute work globally, for example, to their service center of 300 employees in India. Some challenges remain. Models from different disciplines don't always match, and they predominantly serve the design phase. We've brought BIM to the construction site. Next, we're introducing it to facilities management, says Timo Haltikoski, director of sales and marketing. BIM is an enabler of automation. Many routines that designers do today will be automated. Marku mentions an example from their UK team. They've completely automated the design of highway gantries. An engineer can now design a complete gantry in a few minutes, instead of hours or even days. Automation does not end in structural design. We've seen automation in medical and judicial services. The same solution providers could very well enter consulting, Marku envisions. Timo reminds that Ramble already uses a bot to do basic F&A transactions. Artificial intelligence goes further than design automation. It can learn. Marku believes that AI will progress faster than we've anticipated. Tech giants like Google pour huge sums of money into developing AI. Coupling AI with BIM, IoT, and construction robotics can create something revolutionary. We're testing new technologies in pilot project in Helsinki, where we collect IoT data, well-being information, and air quality data, says Timo. To Marku, disruptive technologies are an opportunity, not a threat. Consequently, we'll see the arrival of new roles and professions, for example, that of a BIM coordinator. Some job functions will disappear, but that has happened throughout history. We have to be vigilant, especially in education, he says. He mentions Slush and Ricotech as great forums for cross-breeding ideas and finding new ways to collaborate with startups. We want to work with startups that want to both understand our business environment and create wow experiences for the users. Ramble has a long history in continuous development with academics and clients. They also systematically engage employees in innovation. Currently, they invest especially in digitalization and sustainability. Their livable city concept aims at creating better cities for people. In addition, they study smart mobility, drones, and other technologies. We want to invest in development to increase our company's value in the future, just like any tech investor would, says Marku. The real estate and construction industry is made of a myriad of players and processes. The thing that connects them is data. Ramble is launching a new service that uses big data and provides value to all the participants of the building lifecycle. We learned about the pain points of property owners. Property yield and user satisfaction were on top of the list, says Timo Haltikoski. Ramble accumulates a lot of data over the life cycles of a property, but a big portion of it remains unused. By adding data from open sources, they can provide a new service platform. At Ricotech, we're looking for startups to partner with. They can refine and enrich the data with their technologies. Ramble has recruited their first-ever chief data scientist and a partner manager to start building the new ecosystem around their platform.